Please rise. Now may this, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith and to life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated. We certainly invite everyone next door for Sunday school and Bible study after our service concludes. A couple other notes of things going on this week is today is the last day to put in an order for the Mother's Day barbecue chickens. If you'd like to have those, they're excellent every year, and the sign-up sheet is there in the church entryway. But following today, the orders will be closed so that they can order the meat in the right quantities. A number of things that you can just look over on your own in the bulletin. As you heard in the prayers, today is the chartering service at Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, so we rejoice with them as they'll be gathering this afternoon with President Newman from the Texas District to officially establish that church as an independent congregation. So we're thankful to see God at work there. Another exciting piece of news is they will be immediately putting together a call committee and starting to look for their first pastor. So please keep them in your prayers, and if you know people over there, maybe just give them a little extra encouragement on their special day. I don't have anything else to bring up unless anyone else has something that needs to be highlighted. All right, no hands. We will close with number 829, Christ the Eternal Lord.
Christ the Eternal unchanging Word to every passing age, whose timeless teachings still are heard, set forth on Scripture's page. Transform our thoughts and mind, enlighten all who read. Within your Word, by faith, to find the bread of life.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.